read selected excerpts. So the title is Raise a Contribution for Me from Every Man Whose Heart is Willing. Number one, by the Rabash. Take among you a contribution to the Lord, meaning that the vessels of reception of a person will give to the Creator, which is called annulment in devotion to the Creator. By giving the awakening to raise the hay from the dust, the Creator will help from above. So it is, whoever is of a willing heart shall bring it. This means that the whole heart will agree to the matter of devotion to the Creator. Whoever is of a willing heart shall bring it, called he who comes to purify is aided. But before this, we must begin the work with faith above reason in both mind and heart, meaning in order to bestow. Number two. Rabash, raise a contribution for me. From where? From every man whose heart is willing, you shall take my contribution. The question is, from whom can we take a contribution, meaning that he is able to lift himself up to the Creator? He replies about this, from every man whose heart is willing. The Zohar said that it is he who is a man, meaning a man of war, the war against the evil inclination. In other words, every person who wants to enter the war, as it is written, one should always vex the good inclination over the evil inclination, meaning wage war against it. Number three, from Shamati. In the verse, from every man whose heart makes him willing, you shall take my donation. This is the meaning of substance of a donation of sanctity. In other words, how does one come to the state of an offering? Through sanctity. This means that if one sanctifies oneself with the permitted, he thus comes to a state of donation, which is the Shekhinah, called my donation. This is the meaning of every man whose heart makes him willing. All of his heart, meaning if he donates all of his heart, he is rewarded with my donation, to adhere to the Shekhinah.
Meaning, if a person.
Number four. The title, and let them make me a temple and I will dwell within them. A man's heart should be a temple for the Creator. As it is written, and let them make me a sanctuary and I will dwell among them. One should be rewarded with the presence of the Shekhinah. As our sages said, the merciful one needs the heart, meaning that all the Creator needs is man's heart, so as to give him what he wishes to give him. For it, and that's it. Gilad.
Excerpt number five. When the temple was ruined, is written, and let them make me a temple and I will dwell within them. This pertains to the point in the heart, which should be a temple where the light of the Creator dwells, as it is written, and I will dwell within them. Hence, one should try to build his structure of kedusha, of holiness, and the structure should be able to contain the upper abundance called abundance poured from the giver to the receiver. However, according to the rule, there must be equivalence of form between the giver and the receiver, so the receiver too must have the aim to bestow like the giver. This is called action, as it is written, let them make me a temple, where the acting applies to the kli and not the light, since the light pertains to the Creator, and only the action pertains to the creatures. The light is called a blessing from the Creator, as it is written, and I will bless you in all that you do.
Where were you? You finished five?
Yeah, excerpt number six. It is written, and they shall take a donation for me from every man, from anyone who is called a man, who has overcome his inclination, whose heart moves him, meaning who is desired by the Creator. It is written, my heart said to you, sorry, how do we know that the Creator wants him and places his dwelling in him? Of course, we know that there the divinity dwells. Then we need to acquire this man with full price, connect with him and learn from him. And on that we learn, buy yourself a friend with a full price. We should buy him in order to be rewarded with divinity that is in him. This is how far we must chase a righteous man and buy him.
It means the Creator. Seven.
Excerpt number seven. It is as Baal Sulam says that the place where the Creator is revealed is called Shina, divinity, and the Creator is called Shochen, the dweller. However, when is he called Shochen, dweller, where there is someone who attains the dweller? At that time, he says that Shochen and Shechina are not two things, but one. That is, the Shochen is called light without a kli, and the Shechina is the place where the Creator is revealed. It follows that all that there is in the place where the Creator is revealed is the Creator and nothing else. However, there is light and kli, meaning there is a kli that attains the light. It therefore follows that the place where the Creator has chosen to set his name is, as we learn, that we need to correct our vessels of reception to be in order to bestow contentment upon the Creator. And this is the meaning of equivalence of form. Then, in that place, the name of the Creator appears.